listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
With the Dobbs decision, where the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, many people assume that abortion has ended, and especially that in Florida, with a governor who says he's pro-life, a Republican governor who says he's pro-life, a Republican legislature that says they're pro-life, many people assume that the preborn are protected in our state. Sadly, nothing could be further from the truth. What is happening right now in the state of Florida is that the state of Florida is becoming a haven state for abortion. It's becoming a state where women are traveling from Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and some other surrounding states where abortion is either illegal or where it's happening in rare circumstances. They're traveling to Pensacola, to Jacksonville, to Orlando, to Miami, to pay an abortionist to rip their baby's arms and legs off and crush their baby's skull before removing their baby daughter or son from the womb. We are in a state. This is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time to protect every innocent human life, to abolish abortion and protect every innocent human life. There are people that prior to Roe's reversal were telling us that they are with us in principle. We believe that every innocent human life should be protected, they would say. But we don't believe we can win at the Supreme Court. Well, now we've won at the Supreme Court. And we welcome those who have said that in the past to actually join us in fighting to protect every innocent human life. But now that we've won at the Supreme Court, and that reason or possibly excuse is gone, we're starting to hear some other things. Well, we want to see polling numbers that show that we can win. We want to see millions of dollars in a bank account so that there can be ads that would convince people to vote for an amendment to protect innocent human life. And we've heard people say, well, in the past, there's been multiple amendments, and we really need one amendment that we can get behind. And certainly, there have been multiple amendments in the past. In fact, with Personhood Florida, we have had an amendment, the right to all persons recognized and protected. And the language of it says, reads this, the God-given right to life of every human being at any stage of development shall be recognized and protected. And we've had that petition out for a few election cycles, and sadly, we haven't been able to collect enough petition signatures to get on the ballot. Well, this last election cycle, there was another group that had an amendment. They were called the Human Life Protection Amendment, or that's what the amendment was called. And the language of that was all human beings have a right to life, regardless of age, illness, or disability, when there is a detectable heartbeat. Now, we respected. In fact, we were actually out petitioning at many events with people collecting petition signatures for the Human Life Protection Amendment. And we admired their organization. We admired the way they presented themselves. We admired the tools and the techniques that they used. But we couldn't get behind this amendment because it based the protection of human life on a biological biological event or a biological capability of having a heartbeat. And we believe that every human life should be protected because we're created in God's image. But now there's an opportunity. The Human Life Protection Amendment, actually, the people that headed that up got with Person in Florida. And over the past several weeks, we worked on ballot language that we can agree on and they can agree on. And we actually came up with new language, and this is called the Human Life Protection Amendment. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, this is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. Answer your computer questions, your technical questions as well. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. We're back. We're ready to help you, ready to answer your questions, and ready to talk about what's on your mind when we're talking about computers, technology, a lot of different things, you know, a lot of different types of technology that are at use in the home today and in businesses today as well, in the office. So one of the things that we like to talk about is some of the threats that we are seeing. And we actually had a customer that came in yesterday, and she was telling me that she called Microsoft and that Microsoft got under her computer and was making changes, and Microsoft needed her account password, and they were asking her for account password, and she was not quite sure whether she should give it to them. And little lights were going off in my head, and I was saying, were you really talking to Microsoft? Now, one of the things that we tell customers, you know, first of all, you have to really understand, Microsoft doesn't want to talk to you. And if they do talk to you, unless you have a certain support agreement with them, they're probably going to charge you to talk to them. But they really, even if you're paying for certain service where you should get, you should actually get technical support. They really don't want to talk to you. It's going to be very difficult to talk to Microsoft. And by the way, it's the same with Facebook. It's the same with Google. It's the same with Apple. All of these big companies don't want to talk to you. And I've talked to Microsoft in the past. And when I've talked to Microsoft, it's been a multi-day process to get to a place where they will actually talk to me. And so, but this is an issue where we're definitely it's important for us it's important to be able to reach the person, but really to realize, first of all, that when you're having a problem with a Microsoft product, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's Microsoft's fault. Sometimes it could be that, in this case, the customer wasn't receiving emails because their Microsoft account password had apparently changed. Maybe they changed it. I'm not sure who changed it, but it was changed. The password that we had set for them in the past was not working anymore, and they had a different password, and their email address, which was a Microsoft email address, was not working. And the reason it wasn't working, again, is because the password was changed. So what needs to happen is the password needs to be changed. But the person did a search. This customer did a search for Microsoft support. And she said, well, I called the number. The number said it was Microsoft support. Well, you have to realize, when you're searching for Microsoft support, the numbers that you get are probably not Microsoft. Again, Microsoft doesn't publicize their number. If you get support with them, you're going to, first of all, probably chat with them several times. You're going to maybe send email correspondence, and then you'll get a call from somewhere in another part of the world. And when that call comes in, you better be ready to answer the phone. And in fact, you know, I know a lot of people don't answer phone calls when they don't know the phone number. Well, if you're that type of person, you're going to miss that call. And then, you know, you're going to get an email, hey, I called you and you didn't answer. But when you see a number that says Microsoft support, that doesn't mean that it's Microsoft providing the support. We provide Microsoft support, for instance. We provide support on Microsoft software. There are scammers out there that provide Microsoft support. And this person did get in touch with a scammer. They had remote support software installed. She said, well, they connected with TeamViewer. Well, you know, this customer didn't know that, but Microsoft doesn't use TeamViewer to connect to computers. You know, so if you see something like this where you know, they're using a off-the-shelf software to connect, they don't do that. You know, we even have one client that had a problem where the Microsoft software built into his Microsoft operating system that allows remote support was not working on his computer, and Microsoft had no way other than that to get into his computer to help him resolve the other issue that he was calling them about and conversing with them about. And he, by the way, was someone that was paying Microsoft a monthly amount or an annual amount, either way, and was therefore eligible for for their support. So, but you know, you really want to watch and make sure that you understand who you're allowing. If you're allowing someone access to your computer, that you really know them, that you trust them, that that it's someone that you can actually see, someone that you can talk to. Here at A Faster PC, we have customers. We help customers remotely, but customers can come in. They can shake our hand. They can call us on the phone. We do answer our phones. You know, sometimes it might go to voicemail if we're already helping another customer or already on the line, but we'll give you a call back. And you know, but just to call a number that you see on a website and talk to someone, you don't even know where they are in the world. You don't know anything about them. You don't know what their ethics are. We have customers that have talked to and have made phone calls and have allowed scammers into their system and have had situations where they have been talked into transferring money to other countries where they've been asked to pay money or buy gift cards, where they've been tricked into really one of the first things that the hackers or scammers will do is if you have saved passwords, well, they're going to download those. You know, let's say you have your bank saved username and password. You have your Amazon saved username and password. You have your Facebook saved username and password. You have your saved username and password for your email address. And you might think, well, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't have anything worth stealing. Well, you actually do. You may not realize it, but if you use Facebook, you have friends, probably family members that love you and care about you. If you use email, most people, I know some people don't use Facebook, but most people use email. You have contacts, some of which are your friends, some of which are maybe business associates, some of which, if you have a business, maybe customers, some of which are relatives, people that care about you and trust you. And if you really were in trouble, probably would help you out. Well, there are scams where they actually will contact people that know you from your email address because they have your email username and your password. And then they will pretend to be you, say that you were in trouble, and solicit help. Well, you know, again, many people would help you if you really were in trouble. And many people really are trusting. They just assume that the email is you. Quite often the email will say, don't call, I can't talk on the phone, my phone's damaged, you know, I just, you know, need you to send this gift card. And people fall for it. It's a scam. So you want to protect your information. You want to protect what you do have. You know, if you have $200 in the bank, if you have $500 in the bank, if you have $20,000 in the bank, if you have $200,000 in the bank or $2 million, however much you have, you want to protect it. And you want to also protect, you want to protect your friends, your family, your relatives, your customers, your business, the business vendors that you do business with. You want to protect them against your information being stolen. So you want to really steer clear of just randomly calling a number out of the blue. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
Ready to answer your computer and technology questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology issues as well. One of the things that we're looking at here that we've been talking about or wanting to talk about, really, we always try to talk about how you can watch certain shows and, especially around times of big sporting events. We have the Super Bowl coming up, and I know some of you listening are subscribed to a cable service,
Many of you listening, if you subscribe to a cable service, you probably have heard about cutting the cord. Some of you have already cut the cord, and maybe you want to watch the big game, and you want to know how you can watch the big game without, and some of you are subscribers to streaming services, and some of you are not subscribers to streaming services. And, you know, so there's some questions about this. And I know some of you that have cable service, you're thinking about, and you've heard about cutting the cord, and you're thinking, wow, it would be great to get rid of this cable bill, or if not get rid of it, at least greatly reduce the amount that you're paying for it. Because what we see happening is that people are paying a lot of money for their cable bill. And quite often, one of the things I hear quite often is the amount that they're paying goes up and up and up and up. It just keeps going up. It doesn't go down. It just keeps going up. So one of the things that we're going to be hopefully talking about today, if we have time, will be how you can watch the Super Bowl, how you can watch the playoffs. But right now, we're going to the lines. We have Tom on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Live technical support. Tom, how can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling for exactly what you were talking about. I was using a website called US TV to Go, and that was shut down. I was just wondering if you can address that and maybe address an alternative to that, and I'll take your answer offline.
Okay, sure. So US TV to Go, and I haven't heard about that, but it looks like it was an app on the Google Play Store where you could stream free sport programs online or offline via the website. So one of the things that does happen, there are, by the way, you know, in all of the markets, you know, if you're in a certain market, you are the local stations do broadcast shows, and including local sporting events, and there are groups that will sometimes individuals, sometimes they're actually a group that will actually capture that feed and rebroadcast it. Now, it's perfectly and 100% legal for you to capture that through an antenna and watch it yourself. But when you go to rebroadcasting it, that's where it can become questionable. And there have been litigation to determine what is legal and what is not legal. The fact that this site was shut down, apparently, you know, probably indicates that they were threatened with a lawsuit, or maybe even you know, the NFL or you know, some entity, or maybe a bunch of entities got together and sued, or maybe they sued the website hosting company, or threatened to sue the website hosting company, because that's one way that sites can get taken down as well, much quicker, because the website hosting company, typically when you sign up for hosting, you're agreeing to abide by certain standards, and if you violate those standards, then you can be booted off, and they don't want to be sued. They don't want to be drug into your problem, so they'll get rid of you. And of course, you know, that they could go to a different hosting company, but you know, eventually they're going to catch up to them there as well. So you know, those types of things are sketchy and something that probably is not legitimate and not a legitimate way to watch it. One of the things that I've seen off of, and I don't know really again much about this site that Tom was mentioning, USA TV Go. But you know, it is a site out there, and again, you know, one of the things that does happen though is that typically you can you know, subscribe to certain services, or you can actually get an antenna. Now, Fox is airing some of the games. In fact, fact, let me go right now to NFL.com and just look at the two games that are going to be held this Sunday, which will be the NFC Championship game and the AFC Championship game. And for some reason, they're not showing up on the top of the the NFL page. But okay, so Fox is airing the San Francisco 49ers and the Eagles game, and that'll be at 3 p.m. And then at 6:30 p.m., CBS and Paramount Plus, they are airing Bengals and the Chiefs. So a few ways that you can watch this. You can actually, if you get an HD antenna, most of the people listening in our listening area, if you're listening on the radio, certainly you could be watching the live stream anywhere in the world, but if you're listening on the radio, you are most likely able to go out. You could even go out this weekend. You could go out today and buy a HD antenna, and with almost no problem at all, I can almost guarantee that most of the people, 99% of the people in the listening area, will be able to connect that and be able to watch Fox without any problem. Fox is the station is fairly close to us, and it's easy to get to. Even if you don't have the antenna outside, we have a friend that lives in our neighborhood that actually bought an antenna. You know, I talked to him ahead of time, and he's a friend of mine, and he had already cut the cord, but he was wanting to watch some things, so he asked about an antenna, and I told him, and I said, you'll get the best reception outside. Well, he has a two-story house. His wife's not crazy about him climbing up on a ladder, because he's not a spring chicken anymore. No offense to him, but he's a little bit older in years, and definitely, once you get past a certain stage, you don't want to fall 20 feet from a ladder. Really, it's not good to fall 20 feet from a ladder when you're young either. But, when you're young, it's easier for your body to bounce back from that. But when you're older, it's more likely that you'll break bones and do some major damage. So he called the company that's made the antenna and asked them, and they said, well, try setting it up in your living room. And he did, setting it up in his living room. So obviously it has to capture the signal through the walls, maybe through the window, depending on where it's located and the positioning and all of that. But it has probably going through walls, and he's able to get a lot of channels just with the antenna being in his living room. We had one in our attic, and of course it's shooting through the plywood of the the shingles and whatnot, and we were able to easily get Fox News now, or excuse me, not Fox News, but Fox, the Fox broadcast channel. And by the way, when you get the Fox channel, not only do you get the Fox channel, but these games, like for instance, Fox is on Fox, it's on Fox Sports, it's on Fox Sports Deportes. Now, Deportes would be, Fox Deportes would be a Spanish station. So with all of the stations that you get not just one station, but typically you'll have an English station, you'll have a Spanish station, you'll have a children's station, you'll have a station that shows all these, and maybe even another station, maybe even a station geared toward teenagers. So when you get Fox, you're actually getting like five or six stations with Fox. You're not just getting the main Fox feed. You're getting a few other stations that they own, and they're actually broadcasting simultaneously on all of these stations. So you could actually, if you are someone that speaks Spanish,
you could actually watch the game with Spanish broadcast announcers. So that's something that you could do. Now, also CBS is more difficult to get. If you have an antenna, we have customers that have these antennas, and they have them on a pole outside their house. And these antennas, a lot of the antennas are mountable, and they can rotate so that you can actually, rotate it to where you're looking to see what channels can come in. And when you get it pointed directly to where the CBS station is or the CBS tower is, well, you'll get a better signal than if it's directed toward the Fox tower. And so, we have some customers that are actually getting stations from Orlando that live in Port St. Lucie. So, it's possible to go, and that's 100 miles. It's possible to go a long distance with some of these antennas. And the antennas, by the way, come with, they're digital antennas. It's a digital signal. And again, you get multiple stations. But not everyone is probably going to be able to get CBS, especially if you have the antenna inside your living room or inside your house or inside your attic. You probably would need to get it outside on a pole and, have a fairly clean sight, line of sight, without a lot of trees blocking it and so on. But it also is on Paramount Plus. Now, Paramount Plus is CBS's streaming service. I know some people, I have someone that I know that is a Dolphins fan. And you might think, well, Dolphins, you can watch the Dolphins games all the time. Well, he could. He actually probably should get an antenna, and he would be able, because he lives in West Palm, he would be able to watch all the games, but he doesn't have that. Doesn't have an antenna, so he actually subscribes to Paramount Plus so that he can get the CBS games, and all the Dolphins games are most of them are aired on CBS, so he's able to watch that way. You also do have streaming services that are available out there, and the streaming services, you can get a streaming service like Paramount that only streams just a select few programs. Or you can also get a streaming service that is kind of like a cable TV package. And the one that we currently are on is YouTube TV. And with YouTube TV, we're actually able to watch. There's a whole bunch of different channels. It's about $65 a month. There is some tax that's above and beyond that. There are other providers out there as well. Sling, and Sling has an orange side and a blue side, and you can get the orange and the blue together to get more channels. One side is more geared towards sports, I think, and the other side, I don't know what it's exactly geared toward. AT&T has a streaming package. There are other companies out there that have streaming packages where you can watch these games. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about this, maybe next week. But because the Super Bowl will be coming up, this week is the championship, games. One thing you do have with the streaming services, which is an advantage over the antenna, is you can actually have DVR recording. DVR stands for digital video recorder. And for instance, with YouTube TV, I set it to record all of the playoff games. So I can watch them. I don't have to watch them live. I can watch them later and I can fast forward.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call. Hey, now keep the questions answered. Or you can head over to the Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of FasterPC.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Or even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
Faster PC solves computer problems.
In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at FasterPC.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are here. We're back ready to answer your questions. And going straight to the lines today, this segment, we have Jim on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Brian. You helped me by telling me about internet for AT&T and GSL. It came back on 24th of January. So,
great.
Good advice.
So you called last week, right?
Yes.
Great. And, great.
I'm enjoying your antenna talk. That's really good about TV antennas. Did you say anything about the Hive, you know, the hackers that were hacking in the web?
Hackers are constantly attempting to get into your system. They're attempting to break into individual computers, but they're really if they can get into a business, into a small business, even medium-sized business, a healthcare organization, a church, large businesses, obviously, but they're trying to get into and break into customers, break into individual computers or into computer networks. And really, one of the ways that they get in quite often is they get in through software that is put onto the system, quite often by a person. A person that clicks on a link is tricked into clicking on a link or opening an attachment. And we have warned about this type of stuff multiple times on this show, but we actually still have people that fall for the links or that call the number, and so this is it is a constant struggle. Now, a lot of the groups that are out there have been actually operating out of the country, so that makes it difficult for U.S. law enforcement agencies to actually bring these groups down. But the FBI did this past week announce that they had actually brought down. They actually on Thursday they revealed that it had secretly hacked and disrupted a prolific ransomware game called Hive, a maneuver that allowed the Bureau to thwart the group from collecting more than $130 million in ransomware demands from more than 300 victims. So this is something that, we have in our government, actually, law enforcement agencies that are attempting to infiltrate the hackers and the scammers. And when we talk about one of the things we like to do on this show, because I know there's so much terminology that you may or may not be familiar with, but when we're talking about ransomware, what are we talking about? Ransom? What is being held ransom? We're obviously sure, if someone were kidnapped, there might be a ransom to get them back, and the family members might be raising money and offering to give money to get this person back. Well, what we're talking about with computers, with ransomware, it's software that's on the computer. Quite often it does come through an email or a Facebook message or a link on a website where there's a link that will launch malicious script, or you can actually open an attachment that comes in via email that will start in what we've seen. Some of our customers have said, I tried to open it, but I wasn't able to open it. Well, that's not actually accurate. They not only tried to open it, they did open it, and it didn't do what it purported to do. It purports to be, it could be DHL trying to find you to deliver a package, or FedEx trying to find you to deliver a package, UPS trying to find you to deliver a package, or U.S. Postal Service. Well, the thing is, a lot of times, a lot of us are waiting on packages. We're expecting packages. A lot of people are ordering online today, and they want to get the package. So they believe it's legitimate and go to open the attachment. Well, the attachment doesn't actually open in the way it says it's going to open. It doesn't open and say, hey, here's a PDF that has, more information about this. What it does is it launches malicious script. a few weeks ago on this show, we actually went to the Adobe page and showed from the Adobe page where Adobe actually says that a PDF can be infected. So PDFs can be infected. JPEGs, which are images, can be infected. PDFs are documents. It's the common way of sharing documents online. It's possible to have a document that's encrypted, have a document that has a malicious code in it that starts launching a script that will start encrypting data on your computer. You think about this, and really what's happening on the business side today is that they're not actually going after the data immediately. What they're actually doing is they're getting in, they're establishing a foothold. The person might think, well, you know, I opened the attachment and nothing happened. Well, that may not be the case. There may be threats that are there. They may be actually dwelling there and what's called living off the land, where they're trying to expand their reach. They're trying to get access to usernames and passwords. They're trying to elevate usernames. What that means is that you take a username that doesn't have admin rights, and there are ways to elevate that so that it has admin rights. And then with the admin rights, there additional steps can be taken to compromise the system. Typically, with a business, what is happening today is that the scammers are in the system for 4 to 6 months before it's known that they're there. By that time, they have surveyed the company. They know what the annual revenue is of the company. They have extracted data. So all of the files that you have on the computer, they have. And then they encrypt your data, and they request a ransom for two things. One, to get your data back, and number two, to prevent them, or for them to agree not to release the data that they have. Well, what data might they have? Well, think about what types of data different organizations might have. Well, if it's a medical practice, they would have a whole bunch of different information, including names, date of births, driver's license numbers, probably a picture of the driver's license of the person, maybe social security numbers, because some medical firms, they really shouldn't, but some medical firms ask for social security numbers, and a lot of people give them because they're asked and they trust the people. And you know, so you might have social security numbers. You would have actually insurance cards, the insurance number in all of this. You know, you've heard of identity theft, where there's actually medical identity theft as well, where someone could actually go to a doctor and receive treatment as you using your insurance. And you know, you would be stuck with the deductibles, and they would get the service, and you would have to be paying for the deductibles. So, you know, you think about that. Well, you know, think about other types of business. You know, they might have credit card information. You might have driver's license. You might have date of birth. You might have some of this information about people that really is personally identifiable information. And you know, that type of information is not something you want to have released. What if it's a psychiatrist's office or a counselor's office? Well, they would have a lot of personal, very personal information that should be private. Pastors would have some private information about some of their parishioners that they've done counseling sessions with. Attorneys would have private, confidential information. So, there's a lot of information that businesses could have. And you may think, well, you know, we don't really keep any of that. Well, are you sure? Do you really think that all of your employees are doing what they're supposed to do? Is it possible that some of your employees are just jotting down on a notepad on the computer the name of a customer and their address and their credit card number and their credit card number and their actual expiration of that. And also, in addition to that, the actual number on the back, the three-digit code or the four-digit code if it's an American Express card, and then save that and forget to delete it, forget to get rid of that information. Well, that's personally identifiable information. So they're part of the ransom is to say we're not going to release this information. So in addition to that, you have, you know, again, getting your data back and then the agreement that they won't release the information. Another, and by the way, they're asking about 10 to 20% of the annual revenue of the business. That's what they're asking as their ransom. And this is a business operation. They actually have people that write the software that will share the software with other hackers in exchange for a cut of the proceeds. There are people that send out the emails, and the organization that sends out the email that gets the person to click, they get a part of it. The company or the person that negotiates the ransom gets a cut of it. So there's a whole bunch of different entities, and it is a criminal operation that's run like a business, and you know, really, you want to be on the defense here. You want to have strong defense against this type of thing. We at a Faster PC do provide cybersecurity protection for our customers. It's something, we don't provide it for everyone. We offer it to everyone, but you have to subscribe to it. It is, and we have software that can provide what's called zero trust, where it actually looks at what you use and what you need to have operating, and it allows that, but it doesn't allow anything else. So when something new comes in, like an employee might be tricked into clicking on a link that opens up a file that starts launching or trying to launch a malicious script. Well, that malicious script would not have the permission to run. And there would be a pop-up asking permission to run. And that pop-up would come to us, and we would not allow it. So if you're
we're coming
interested
to the end
in
of
that,
today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website, afasterpc.com, and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Now is the Time to Abolish Abortion and Protect Every Innocent Human Life. Part 1. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.